Friday, 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 Friday! Yes! Hot damn! Woo! Screw this noise, we out! We out, brother!
We not out yet.
Come on!
When we're finished with the show, we out.
We've been here for 8 seconds, that's plenty of time.
I think.
I
always wonder at this time on Fridays what the rest of the floors, the ones above us and below us think.
You stupid bastards up there, it's Friday! It's a banking, unit.
I can't imagine being our neighbor.
It's an old lady on the phone going, I don't know, there's some guy screaming down there about it being Friday.
Are you excited about it being Friday?
Not really. I don't really care. So. Who cares?
You don't normally care. Coming up on today's show, we have our All Request Fest.
Yeah!
Which is always fun.
Loud, fun.
Weekend Damn music sure. to get your weekend started.
Yep.
And it's all by request. You can start doing that at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
Remember the naked man we were talking about? Yesterday?
Yeah, there's so many naked people on this show.
It's hard naked to... man walking back and forth in front of a
Yes. Bad man.
Not ideal.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember any of it.
Ooh-wee.
Including the police showing up and getting tased.
You know, we actually... he got tased?
Yes.
Oh, man. We actually talked to quite a few KLOS listeners who also didn't remember the getting naked part. Just finding themselves nude on a golf course and what have you.
We are going to talk about Super Bowl halftime shows.
All right.
Do you ever? Do you even watch the Super Bowl?
I've been forced to for the last few years by a certain friend.
We'll get into that.
Named.
Good for that friend.
Very named soon.
Meatloaf.
Oh, I know. That's
passed away, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But
coming up soon.
Christian Hand is going to be here.
Right. That's so cool.
To go through one of his most well-known songs.
Yeah.
Bat Out of Hell.
Eddie.
So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. So we were just talking about the Super Bowl a minute ago.
Oh, one of my all-time favorite sporting events.
You do not like sports.
Watch every single year, rapt and excitement.
You don't care.
Nope. But I do have a friend who started making us all, for some reason, wear the jerseys of the teams, whoever's playing. She buys them all.
Wait, what?
A bunch of us get together every year.
So it's not your team?
No!
You don't even have a team.
I don't care! But she insists
that you wear the jerseys of the people that are in the game.
And we all sit around and watch the Super Bowl now, which I had never done before.
How many years have you done that?
About 5 or 6.
That's
seven.
So weird.
Yeah, it's torture. And it's hilarious. And that's why she does it. Because she likes
because
to torture
she knows
me.
That you're tortured?
And everyone else enjoys it. They all know that I hate it as well. But, you know.
Torturing you is fun.
I deserve it. So I'm okay.
Do you ever
with
stick
it.
Around for the halftime show, which they make a huge deal out of?
Yeah, I hear the kids really love that stuff.
Going back to 2000, there have been some interesting ones.
Mm-hmm.
Aerosmith did one, but with NSYNC.
Right. I know Prince was really good.
Prince was great.
Yeah, that was a particularly good one.
I think it was raining, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that
and
seems
was just
right. And he just,
right
man, he didn't care because he was just the superstar.
Paul McCartney did it in 2005. The Rolling Stones, 2006.
Janet and her boob.
Then Prince was 2007. Yes, that's true. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
That's so amazing. Now that
2008.
I like.
Bruce Springsteen, 2009. And then The Who, 2010.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I remember that.
And then the Black Peas, Black Eyed Peas. And then Madonna, which I didn't care about. Then Beyonce, who's always entertaining.
Yeah.
And Bruno Mars.
Mm.
Then Katy Perry.
Now you're starting to get the names I don't even recognize.
I don't care
really.
That much.
I mean,
much.
I recognize the names, but I have no idea.
Then Coldplay, the but music. They threw everyone else in on Coldplay's halftime show. They had Beyonce and Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson. And
Chris was like, I ain't doing this by myself. Bring more people out.
A whole bunch of people.
Help!
Then Lady Gaga. Didn't
Shut
really
up,
care.
I like Lady Gaga.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm a fan of hers. I don't know why.
A lot of people are.
Yeah, she's
I don't care all that much.
Yeah, it's a nice weirdo.
Justin Timberlake,
that.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Maroon 5, hate.
Ugh. Blah.
Then Shakira and Jennifer Lopez.
I don't know what that means.
Oh,
what'd you just say?
You need to know Shakira.
Okay.
Just trust me.
Well, should we play it on the All Request Fest today?
Probably not.
Okay.
The Weeknd.
Oh, I do like The Weeknd.
Hated.
Oh, really?
Hated that.
What was that song? But there's some song of his in a video where he like they wrecked his car in the middle of the road. Christian, what was that song?
Blinding Lights.
Blinding Lights.
There you go. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Up. Great song. Great
and then,
video.
And then this year they just put out a trailer today, like a teaser trailer for Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Which I'm looking forward to.
Oh, nice.
So, are we watching it together, or how does that work?
Oh, are you going to join in the torture now?
Here's what I found.
You should come over to our party.
Listen, here's what I found.
Yeah, yeah.
I have found that if you're not into a sport, mm-hmm. the best way to enjoy it is gambling.
You're right.
So then you start gambling
on,
especially with the Super Bowl, you've got the over-under of the national anthem.
how bad it'll be.
It's usually about 2 minutes and 3 seconds. And so you get there and everybody's watching the national anthem. They're like, hold that note. Hold it. God damn it. I lost that bet.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Who's going to score first? Yes. What's the score going to be at the end of each quarter?
Because I love betting on every single tiny little detail
of
life.
It gets you interested in something that you may not care about
otherwise.
Could
give a rat's ass about. Yeah. So, nice.
If I'm coming to your place, I'm setting up I'm setting up a whole gambling system.
We'll open a sports book in the front room.
That's highly legal. So I'm in. We welcome Christian Hand to the studio.
I don't want to say it. I don't want to say the Grim Reaper, but my God, I love when you come here. I want you to be here all the time, Christian. Yeah, but
it's pretty cool to only show up when people die.
You're the merchant of death.
Nothing I like more than that. Is this mic on?
It is now.
There you go. Now it is, yes.
Hi, everybody. Of course, today we had the unfortunate news. Not only did we lose Louis Anderson today, but we also lost Marvin Lee Adey previously. It was Michael Lee Adey previously. Marvin Lee Adey, a.k.a. Meatloaf. Who passed away, unfortunately, of COVID.
I did not know that until you came into the room. I didn't know it was COVID.
Yeah, yesterday, by all accounts. Yeah. So we're going to celebrate him with a little track off of an album called Bat Outta Hell.
Never heard of it.
Nobody bought it. Nobody was interested. Actually, literally nobody was interested. 1977, 43 million albums sold, produced by the great Todd Rundgren, who paid for the recordings himself because no record label would touch it. In fact, it went as bad as Clive Davis rejected the entire album, saying actors don't make records, and even mocked Jim Steinman, asking if he knew anything about music or writing it. So
it is crazy the amount of huge projects that got rejected before they were actually successful.
Just goes to show you that the labels are not the smartest people on the planet. Yep. So that the lineup of this band is Planet Smashers, but the song itself, Jim Steinman called it the ultimate car sex song in which everything goes horribly wrong. I don't know if there are any other contenders for it to be the ultimate one, but it's a list of one, and it is the ultimate, I guess. This 7.5-minute version is, in fact, an edit. The original version was 27 minutes long.
Wow.
Initially, Todd Rundgren mixed the entire record, album, not song, in one night.
Wow.
But he found some unacceptable points of it, and this song almost got left off because nobody could get it right. And then John Jansen mixed it and got it just the way. The porridge was perfect. So, as I said, the band is Planet Smashers. On drums, a young man out of New York by the name of Mad Max Weinberg. Killing it. Bringing full rock and roll to the story. It is, of course, the quintessential boyfriend's back sort of R&B beat.
Yep.
Very good. And then to the chorus. Halftime. It's a ballad, don't forget. And then some of this. Some great drum fills. If you've ever seen Mad Max play live, he is extraordinary and also wears a suit most of the time, which I can't get my head around. Tight drum sound. And by the way, at this point, the middle eight, sort of, we are halfway through the song. So,
wow.
Yeah. So then what happens here, this is when we go into the Phil Rizzuto bit. We come out of the, it's going to go all the way, that whole thing.
Yeah, so were the sound effects and all that in, make sure they mix that in. Who came up with that brilliant
That's
idea?
All Todd Rundgren coming out of that.
Brilliant.
Feel number two for the song. And then this bit is my favorite. This is where it gets... Ready? Mad Max. That's why it's called Mad Max Weinberg, because he is, in fact... and not even breaking a sweat. Then we come out of the break into some of this, which is feel number five of the song, I think. Trashing it. And then fuel number six. We are now officially just at the halfway point of the song.
That's insanity.
Yep. And the eighth of the way through, if it's the 27-minute version, Ellen comes in at this bit. Keeps going. And, I mean, it just keeps going and going. All in one take. Brilliant.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And then here. Bashing away. All right, so the other half of the engine room is a young man by the name of Kasim Sultan, who played in Utopia, which was Todd Rundgren's band, still is. He's a badass, but he also plays in a band called Blue Oyster Cult, still, to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And this bass line is same sort of thing. A number of different vibes. Some of the R&B. And the pre-chorus. Love this bit. You know exactly where you are. It's so good. So good. So this all repeats because you go back to the verse, pre-chorus, chorus again, and then you come back. We get this. He's all over the show.
There's so much going on in this song.
Funk. Some nightcore business. Wow. Yeah. No, he's no joke. You don't get to play in Utopia and suck. That's the thing. Todd Rundgren's not one for his generosity of bad musicianship. Back in. Racing. Don't forget, this is the ultimate car sex song where everything goes horribly wrong. Just in case you're wondering what we're about. So we get a build into the key change. And what's cool here is you can hear Max actually going.
Yeah.
It's an extraordinary amount of work the young man is doing back there. And on the end of it, Kasim rules on this bit. It. Punk rock.
Totally.
Rock and roll, baby.
Yep.
Don't write them like this anymore. I wish somebody would present a record label with a 7-minute single.
That was originally 22 minutes.
Yeah, it was like, we've edited. Could you guys do an edit? This is the edit. What? All right, so on keys and lascivious sound effects, you've got Jim Steinman, but on the piano, you've got a guy by the name of Roy Batan, who, of course, comes from the E Street Band as well. So we got some real planet smashers on this, all courtesy of Todd Rundgren's unlimited Rolodex. So this... It's all rock and roll. Well, can we get it turned up? Is there any more level in this thing?
Yeah.
It's very low because you have to remember. There you go. Of course, it's got the great effect on it. Played in the hall. This is my favorite part. Stride, as they call it.
Yeah.
she said, smiling. Come back in. There, it's like how could anyone look at Jim's thumb and say, "Do you know anything about how to make music?" It's a ridiculous question.
There's like 15 Davis. Songs going on already,
at
right
least.
There.
Right? Yeah. So then we come out of that, and then chorus also. So the chorus not only does it have that amazing organ part, it's also got more. There's more piano going on. So together, ridiculous, baroque. She said. Right, so we come out of that bit. I know, it's just it just piles up and piles on. So then we come out of that into the Phil Rizzuto bit is doing this behind it. Which is this track. Which is so good. Clavs.
This is when you're really starting to feel Meatloaf. This sound
it's coming
to
on,
me.
It's coming yeah. on. And then yeah. underneath it is a track that's doing this. Which is Todd Rundgren on guitar. You can hear how loud his headphones are. And then together, it does this, which is... stops when she goes, oh, hold on. So that we get to the
clearly the inspiration for all 70s porn music. I mean, without a
I
doubt.
Mean, it's,
and especially the theme. Anyway.
It's inspired by all. I'm,
yeah.
It's, there's more. We get back to this coming off of the break. Amazing. It's like legit stride piano being played. And then don't forget we got this bit. Which is chapter 9 of this story. It's a succinct 7 minutes. I'm just wondering what the other 20 minutes of this thing were all about. You know,
I mean, although not... live, I would have wanted to have heard the whole 20.
No, I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was like, let's do it again.
You know,
and just one more time. So at the end, you get this beautiful. Everybody is just on top. Top of their game. The build up. Key change. That's two of those in a row is not easy to do. The one would be taxing. Roy. Melody. So smart. So when they finished the record, still no record label wanted to touch it. So basically, Todd said, "You just got to go out on the road." So if you look at the if you look at the credits on the album, he actually put it out in his own. He basically it was almost like started a record label just to put this out called Bearsville, and he put this from the studio that he had in upstate New York. So he put this record out himself, and basically he has a great thing that he says, which is if you put something on the road for long enough, it will find an audience, and that's what happened. They put it out on the road and they toured it. They played hotel lobbies. I mean, they literally went. It was a huge band, and they played this thing for I think it was a year before any record label even wanted to touch it. And then it goes on to sell 43 million copies.
That's crazy.
It's so bonkers. All right, so on guitar, you've got Todd Rundgren, who is without a doubt one of the great geniuses of modern music. There's a great classic album series, which is kind of one of the things that inspired me to do what I'm doing. You can find them on Amazon, and the Bat Out of Hell one is really cool because he talks about... It's not this song. It's another car crash love song that Jim Steinman wrote. And he talks about the whole time they were making the record, Jim kept coming to him and being like, you know, we need the car. And he just kept annoying Todd Rundgren. And Todd just kept blowing him off because he didn't want to do it. He was like, I don't want to put the sound effect. It's like, it's ridiculous.
No, that's what makes it, though, right? So much. Yeah.
So he kept saying, he didn't even say no. He just ignored him. And then eventually they literally were coming to the final mixdown. And Steinman was like, where's the sound effect? And Rundgren just looked at him and goes, give me the guitar. And then live on the actual DVD, he plugs in a guitar and you watch him go vroom, and the sound effect is actually Todd Rundgren on a guitar.
Wow.
Making that sound effect happen. Todd is a genius. He's also a fan, which is very nice. He and his wife listen in from Hawaii.
Nice.
On the Instagram sessions, I've had a couple of really nice emails from them thanking me for what I was doing. Because he did Love My Way by Psychedelic Furs. He produced that, which is an amazing
record. One of my all-time favorite songs, yeah.
And has Flo and Eddie doing an incredible vocal harmony on the end of it. If you know who Flo and Eddie are, the Turtles and Frank Zappa and all that. So Todd is one of my heroes.
Todd, well, thanks for all the great music, man. Yeah, thank you very much.
Skylarking. He's the one that convinced the band to put Dear God on the album because Andy Partridge didn't want to put Dear God on the record. I mean, he's a G, without a doubt. So this is Todd Rundgren on guitar. Socks, moving on. In like five different flavors. Did you get this? It's a single guitar track all the way through. There's no like stereo effect or anything like that. It's just rock and roll. Any bands listening in the Southland, one of the things you learn from opening sessions up is that leave all the mistakes in, man. Don't fix everything. Because these songs are massive hits and they have all the human stuff going on the whole time. It's all grindy. All the melodies in there with the bass. I mean, you can hear that this was a lot of fun to make this record.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they were having a blast in the studio. Yeah. I was like, what if I do this? Because you put it with the piano. I mean, this is like chapter 6 of the story. There's so much information. Oh. Don't forget, we're halfway through the song at this point. So much math. So much math happening. And then we get back to the rock and roll. Coming out of this bit to the rock and roll bit is so smart. So Todd does this crazy noise. You put him with the drums, does this.
That's just brilliant.
It's amazing. Of course, there's no click. This is all being played by human beings. Rock and roll.
That always sounds the most like Hot Patootie to me right now.
It's so good. This is like straight rock and roll. Punk rock.
Yep.
Influenced by everything. And also influencing everything.
Yep.
So it just mashes on, and then the jam at the end is just a wall of noise. Whoever wired this studio, I believe, did it with pieces of spaghetti and string. Is that how this thing has been put together? Because this sounds like it's powered by a 9-volt battery. There's, I don't know what's going on here, folks. All right, so this is now time for the 7-minute vocal, which is going to feature, of course, Meatloaf. Ellen Foley, who was in Fatal Attraction, she was in the movie Cocktail, and she was in Night Court, which is why Clive Davis was like, this actresses shouldn't sing, which is very smart, obviously. That's never worked prior or since, for crying out loud. And then in the middle of it, of course, is the baseball announcer, Phil Rizzuto, who swore that he did not know that it was all a sexual
metaphor. Oh, get out of here. Are you serious?
Yeah, he doesn't believe. He said that he didn't realize that the play-by-play in the middle was all sexual innuendo. Really? Nobody believes you.
Nope.
Especially when you realize, like now, you realize that behind him doing the whole thing is porno music the whole time. It's ridiculous. So let's listen to the dulcet tones of Meatloaf, who we lost today, the incredible Ellen Foley part, and of course Phil Rizzuto in the middle. This is Paradise by the Dashboard Light from the 43 million selling Bat Out of Hell record. Rest in peace, Meatloaf.
Well, I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday. Parking by the lake and there was not another car in sight. And I never had a girl looking any better than you did. And all the kids at school, they were wishing they were me that night. And now our bodies are held so close and tight. It never felt so good, it never felt so right. And we're glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife. Well, come on, hold on tight.
Though it's cold and lonely in the deep dark night, I can see paradise by the dashboard light.
Ain't no doubt about it, we were doubly blessed, 'cause we were barely 17 and we were barely dressed.
There ain't no doubt about it. Baby got to go and shout it. There ain't no doubt about it. We were doubly blessed, 'cause we were barely 17 and we were barely dressed.
Baby, don't you hear my heart? You gotta drown it out the radio. I've been waiting so long for you to come along and have some fun. Well, I gotta let you know, no, you're never gonna regret it. So open up your eyes, I got a big surprise. It'll feel alright. Well, I wanna make your motor run.
And now our bodies are all so close and tight. It never felt so good, it never felt so right. And we're glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife. Glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife.
Come on, hold on tight. Well, come on, hold on tight.
can see paradise by the dashboard light. No, it's cold and lonely in the deep dark night. In the deep dark night, paradise by the dashboard light. You got to do what you can and let Mother Nature do the rest. Ain't no doubt about it, we were doubly blessed. Cause we were barely 17 and we were barely going to go all the way in tonight.
Okay, here we go. We got a real pressure cooker going here. Mm-hmm. Two down, nobody on, no score, bottom of the ninth. There's the windup, and there it is, a line shot up the middle. Look at him go. This boy can really fly. He's rounding first and really turning it on now. He's not letting up at all. He's going to try for second. The ball is bobbled out in center, and here comes the throw, and what a throw. He's going to slide in head first. Here he comes. He's out. No, wait, safe. Safe at second base. This kid really makes things happen out there. Batter steps up to the plate, and here's the pitch, and he's going, and what a jump he's got. He's trying for third. Here's the throw. It's in the dirt, safe at third. Holy cow, stolen base. He's taking a pretty big lead out there, almost daring him to try and pick him off. Pitcher glances over, winds up, and it's bunted down the third baseline. The suicide squeezes on. Here he comes, squeeze play. It's going to be close. Here's the throw. Here's the play at the plate. Holy cow, I think he's going to make it.
Stop right there. I got to know right now. Before we go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away and will you make me a wife? Do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away and will you make me a wife? I gotta know right now. Before we go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever? Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Well, let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. I gotta know right now, do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me your wife? I gotta know right now. Before we go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever? What's it gonna be, boy? Come on. I can wait all night. What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no? What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no?
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Well, let me sleep on it. I'll give it one ounce when I'm on it.
I gotta know right now.
Well, let me sleep on it.
Will you love me forever?
Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Will you love me forever?
Let me sleep on it.
Will you love me forever?
I don't.
basically. The song is about a guy trying to convince a chick to have sex with him. She holds out until he says that he loves her and he'll stay with her forever. And then eventually he just says it solely to be able to get laid.
I've never heard of that.
Age-old tale.
Weird.
Hasn't had that situation. Guy and girl, switch the pronouns.
Exactly.
So, wow. Last great Meatloaf today. If you haven't checked out Bat Out of Hell recently, go back and listen to it. It's amazing that anyone listened to that record at the time and thought this wasn't going to be a smash hit. It's just hit after hit after hit. And obviously, we don't have Jim anymore. We don't have Meatloaf, passing away yesterday. He was called Meatloaf because that was what his football coach called him during high school because he was a fat kid.
Never knew that.
Yeah, that's so he either. Called himself Meatloaf. That
I
was
like
his
that
nickname.
He went by Meat.
And then he went by Meatloaf.
Yeah. I love that.
And one of my favorite things that Meatloaf did, like one of the most endearing things, was he was the bus driver in one of my favorite movies of all time, Spice World, the Spice Girls movie, which I saw 5 times in the theaters. And Meatloaf is amazing in it. So R.I.P. Meatloaf. Everybody, get your vaccines crying out loud. So I'll be back on Monday. It's my birthday week, so that means I get to pick a song that I know is going to annoy our program director, which is always my favorite part of my year.
That's fun.
Any song!
It's always fun. He regrets that moment on a phone call 3 years ago, and he was like, you can play whatever you want, man. Whatever you want. There's no guardrails. I was like, really, pal? Okay, all right, I'll go with that. I'll
any
push
kind
my
of hint? Any sort of hint at all?
No, none whatsoever. I'll give you this. It's about New York City. All I'm going to give.
That's a lot of songs.
Yes, exactly. The list is lengthy. And then tonight on the Instagrams, which is a session IG Live, I'm going to be doing Stevie Wonder's I Wish. And then Sunday night is going to be James Brown with the Payback, which is amazing. And then Monday is Metal Mondays. And I think we're probably going to do some Old School Metallica. And the nice thing about the Old School Metallica is I get to do bass up mixes because the bass was reduced in all the mixes. And you realize how amazing Jason Newsted was, in fact, as a bass player. And then Tuesdays is Blink 180 Tuesdays, which is when Mark Hoppus of Blink 182 usually joins us in the chat, and we sit and do a little bit of the old Blink 182. And then Wednesdays is MJ Wednesday. So join me at the Session IG Live on Instagram, and the sessions go out at 6 p.m. every weeknight. So thanks for having me in, fellas. Unfortunately, once again, I am the Grim Reaper of radio.
Thank you, Chris.
Great job to have.
Thank you. Local Yokels Joyous Wolf, that is fearless. Can you say Yokels? I can never say that word.
I'm not even going to try.
95.5 KLOS. I forgot to mention, thanks for all the Christian James Hand for coming in and doing that, by the way.
Agreed, that was great.
So amazing, Meatloaf breaking it down. But, you know, I had a little piece of trivia, and I was going to ask him if he knew that Meatloaf was not their original choice. Lou Adler and Richard O'Brien for the Rocky Horror Picture Show for Eddie.
Oh, is that right?
Do you know who they wanted? And this is crazy to me. How it would have changed. Guess. Major rock
Justin
star.
Justin Bieber.
You're right. How did you know? He was like
major rock star.
Yeah. Elvis Presley is who they were trying to get. They were pursuing him for the role of Eddie in Rocky Horror.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts?
I think that is crazy.
Changed everything in that movie.
It would have been more of an Elvis thing than anything.
Yeah.
I'm
afraid. It would have been all about,
Remember the story that we did yesterday about the football player?
Yes, who was wandering around naked out on the streets.
Malik McDowell was wandering around naked and ended up being tased.
Oh man, I didn't know he got tased
because he wouldn't comply with the police. They got him to sit down eventually, and then he was trying to fight him off. And
you know what? I feel like walking around naked some more. So tase me.
I don't know exactly how and why this report came out on TMZ, but his high school football coach.
Uh-huh.
This is a Raider. His high school football coach said that he had talked to him and that he doesn't remember 1 second of that.
Wow, do you think that's true? Or is
no
he just
idea.
Like,
well,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Maybe that's a great defense.
Although, again, like we talked to a bunch of people who had been caught naked out there and they didn't remember getting nude. They remember waking up, you know, on the golf course, but they don't remember the strip part. So, you know.
Now what a bizarre thing to be told, hey, I can't believe you fill in the blank. And then you go,
huh?
What are you talking about?
Was that?
And then you have to start from the beginning and go, then what? Then
well,
what?
Well, so are you saying you've never blacked out is what you're saying?
I don't think I have.
I have not until last 5 or 6 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, and just I'm like, have to dial it back a little bit because
I dial
don't
it back
remember.
Before
oh, you're so smart and wise.
I try to be, but I'm not. But this guy doesn't remember a second of this.
I know. I haven't gotten naked in public yet, but
all right, it doesn't have to be naked
without remembering.
Anyway. But the call topic at 818-955-KLOS is you were told you fill in the blank.
Ah, okay.
You were told this happened, that you did this.
And you don't remember.
You don't have any memory of it whatsoever.
Right.
Does not have to be naked. Does not have to. It could be any number of things.
Sure.
It could be committing a crime.
Right.
Yeah. It could be breaking into someone's house.
I mean, I wonder if that would work if you could prove that you had blacked out for something other than inebriation and you committed a crime. Would they be able to, you know, oh, this is a mental whatever. There's an
issue.
I
don't know.
Yeah.
We're not looking for mental issues, though.
No.
Either.
Right, exactly.
We're just looking for, you were told you filled in the blank, and you fill in the blank, and then it was a surprise to you because there's no memory of that.
Right.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. We are talking about the football player that was walking naked just down the street, just walking naked.
La-de-da.
Ended up getting arrested, didn't remember one second of it. So the question is, they told you you did something and you don't remember it?
No, so me and my girlfriend went to Denver to go to Red Rock and see John Fogerty in concert. Mm-hmm. Next day, we go to this retro bar. We're drinking Manhattan's Cosmopolitans. I'm slamming them. We get this reservation at the 120-year-old game restaurant there. They serve elk, bear, all this stuff. I've been wanting to go there for like 20 years.
Right.
She gets a reservation. We leave this bar after partying with these people, get in the Uber, and I remember waking up the next morning. Oh, no.
You were going really good there for a minute, and then all of a sudden, and then I remember waking up the next morning.
Oh, no. And she told me, we went to the restaurant, you ordered everything, you took a tour of the restaurant, you did all this stuff. I'm like,
did I?
Oh, totally. Don't remember one second of it.
Wow. Well, at least there was no crime involved.
Yeah, as far as you know.
As far as you know. So that's good.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You were told that you did something you didn't remember doing?
Absolutely. You're going to not believe this. I was on one of those three-day cruises down to Mexico with my family.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a drunk. I'm sober now. Anyway.
Congratulations and well done, sir.
So I got so drunk and fell down a flight of stairs. Didn't even know it. The next morning, I used my card for room service. It doesn't work. It says, go see the concierge.
Oh.
I go there, and they're like, and my son's with me, who is like 12 at the time. They're like, come here, buddy. We need to talk to you. And I'm all, what? What's going on, dude? I wanted to order some waffles, man. Said to come see you. They're like, we need to show you something. They showed me a video of me being a fall guy going down a flight of these stairs.
Oh, my God.
They're looking at me, dude. I don't have a mark on me. I look at my son. My son nods his head. Yep, you did that.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
I'm like, holy shit.
That is rough.
Did 12-year-old give you a little shove?
Yeah, look a little closer at that video, man. Dude, thanks for calling. That's awesome. 818-955-KLOS. You don't remember doing it, but they told you you did.
We are talking about you blacked out and you were told that you did something. You crashed a motorcycle?
I crashed a motorcycle. And so I woke up in the hospital and they had to tell me what happened because I woke up and said, well, who kicked my ass? And they said, you were in a motorcycle wreck.
Wow.
I'm like, I don't have a motorcycle. And, you know, so then my friends came in the room and explained everything to me, and I got away with one on that. I used up one of my knives.
Yeah, you did.
No kidding.
Maybe two, especially if you don't remember the whole motorcycle itself. I guess that motorcycle was toast, though. Dude, thanks for calling, man.
It's KLOS, hello.
Yeah, man. I was in eighth grade, right? And parents went out of town, so I decided to have my first party, you know? So we all, 10 of us or whatever, we decided, oh, let's just drink until we
pass out,
And anyway, so we all do that. We wake up in the morning, and all of my parents' furniture, like their bedroom, was in the backyard.
Excellent.
And all the furniture was moved around, and so somebody came in the middle of the night. We don't know who it was or anything, and they just totally pulled a fast one on us.
I'm thinking it was you.
Somebody came in the middle of the night. Wow. I mean,
is that what you told your parents? You don't have to tell Kevin and I that. We're okay.
Of course it was him.
Yeah.
Of course it was him.
That it was you.
Of course.
Yeah, man. I mean, then we had like an hour before my folks got on.
Oh.
I think there was a movie like that where we had to
turn
everything.
Risky
back.
Business? Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. It was one of those deals.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Don't be drinking in eighth grade.
Right? KLOS, hello.
This is the lesson here.
Hello.
Hey, am I on?
Yes.
Hey, so I used to black out all the time. I have all these crazy stories, but this one I'm going to share with you guys. So went to my parents-in-law's house, and apparently he started drinking cognac. And
that's brandy. That's nasty. That's like drinking perfume.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So what I remember was her father pretty much wanted me to be an apprentice. You know, like we had a great time. Then for some reason, me and my dad got into it. And then I went on to chase him down and tried to physically assault him while everybody was trying to hold me back.
Wow.
And apparently it took like six people to hold me back.
Damn.
And you don't remember any of that?
Nothing. I just woke up all good and happy and refreshed. And then everybody was just looking at me the next day. It's like,
oh, that's rough. Wow.
Well, you had a good sleep. I mean, you can look at it that way.
Kids, don't drink in eighth grade and never drink cognac.
Correct. Correct. Ever.
Dude, okay. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS. Tell us about that time or times you blacked out.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Oh, wow. I got two.
Yes, sir. You, guys? You blacked out?
Yeah, while waiting for us to pick up?
Yeah, I was back in Canada, and we're all sitting around my buddy's dining room table. I had a 40-ounce bottle of Southern Comfort. We're all sweeping it back. And it was right about 1 o'clock in the morning. I said, hey, we should go over to the Quebec side, because we lived on the Quebec border. Mm-hmm. So that's a great idea. I'll drive. And there's five of us in the back, three of us in the front. And I'm at the dining room table again. I said, I thought we were going to Quebec. He says, that was last night.
Wow.
That was last night. So you...
Full 24 hours, completely out.
Wow. You weren't driving, were you?
No, I wasn't driving.
Oh, woo! Woo! Damn, that's weird. Do you...
That's scary.
Yeah. 24 hours. Yeah. I've lost like 6 hours here and there a couple times now in the last few years, but never 24.
That's crazy.
Damn. Well, I'm glad you're alive, sir.
Yes, agreed.
Calling our precious little radio station. Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Someone told you you passed out?
Super Bowl, Denver Broncos, Green Bay Packers. My sister-in-law bet on the Green Bay Packers. Didn't want to bet money. She wanted to bet something else, so we bet a beige. Lights out. I am told by my family and friends that the next day I was jumping on her face demanding payment.
I'm sorry. I thought you said your sister.
No, in-law.
My
sister-in-law.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law still won't talk to me 20 years later.
Oh, man.
We're cool.
Listen, it was a bet.
Yeah. It was a drunken bet.
Bets need to be paid.
I didn't think that's where you're going.
I did keep my clothes on, at least.
Ah, well, well done. Well you wouldn't have if you gotten your bet paid up. What's her number? We need to call her and tell her that wasn't cool to not pay up.
No. I don't want to bring that back up.
You don't think we'll help?
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo's Old Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Careless Whisper.
Right out the gate. Damn, well done, sir. Well played.
Also, no. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I'd like to hear Stayed Awake All Night by Crocus. Right.
Only to sing a little more of it.
Yeah, a little more, please.
In the cool, cool, cool of the morning, that's when I'm coming home. Stayed Awake All Night.
Keith, T-shirts. I want a T-shirt.
We have new T-shirts, and they're pretty cool.
Yeah, I generally don't care about, you know, stuff stations are giving away, but these T-shirts
they're pretty cool.
Are very cool, and I want an extra, extra fat one for myself.
KLOS, who's this?
Michelle Phillips.
You are caller 13!
No sorry. No kidding.
Language.
I'm sorry.
Young Kevin has never heard that sort of talk.
I don't know the word
I'm trying to shield him.
What is
And this beeper button's gonna break, man. So, Slash, you got the T-shirt, the KLOS custom shirt, because you were caller 13 now. Do you have a request for the All Request Fest?
Yes, by singing a Jeff Punch.
Oh, what the sh**? I guess we'll play it for you.
Hey, language.
Hey, what the sh**? I appreciate you guys, man.
You people with your sh**ty language.
You guys are great.
What can we do for you?
Hey, happy weekend, guys. How you doing?
To you as well.
So those blackout stories were insane. Like, the only time that actually ever happened to me, I do have a request, but the only time that ever happened to me, I took down an entire fifth of Beethoven.
I knew this was you, and I almost said something about it.
I wasn't sure. But I knew it. Is that why the music is playing in the background?
Might I say, well played, sir.
Yes, well done. Well done.
I missed you guys. All right, can you guys do Caravan by Rush for me?
Every Friday from 5 to 7, we do our All Request Fest at 818-955-KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Monique.
Hi, Monique. What can we do for you?
Love always having you guys rule the universe.
Thank you.
We're going to make some changes, too.
We should. We should rule the universe.
Yeah.
Can I please hear Mr. Brownstone from Guns N' Roses?
Absolutely. We'll do that for you next.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Have a great weekend.
Rest in peace.
Or as I like to say, rest in pieces.
You do. I've heard you say that.
If you like that song, then you like Dorothy. It's brand new stuff called Rest in Peace on KLOS.
It's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
I want to hear some Rob Zombie, Thunder Kiss.
That is a damn good request.
Yeah.
I love me some Rob Zombie.
I always call it Thunder Thighs 65, though. Are you okay with that?
I'm very tasty, yeah. Hey, happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Woo! Can
you fire some peace?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Keith's already gone. We're going to have to yell really loudly.
Where's Keith? That French fries, Keith. I want my damn French fries.
A fellow by the name of Mike asked us to play the Run DMC version of Walk This Way, 95.5 KLOS, and he also said, don't say his name. Sorry, Mike.
Mike said, don't say his name.
Yeah, Mike was like,
don't say my name. Mike said that.
Sorry, Mike.
Wow, that's a shame.
That was
Mike.
Bill. That was Bill. I'm sure it was Bill.
We apologize, Mike. We didn't know, Mike, that you didn't want your name said.
Whoops.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, can I hear Zebra? Tell me what you want.
Yeah. Who is this?
It's Chris Martin.
I want you to say it like they say it in Britain, however. Zebra. Will you do that for me?
Zebra? I haven't heard that before.
That way Bean would be like,
oh, I see.
I can listen to
I
this
know that
radio
song.
Station.
Can I hear some Zebra?
Well, yes, absolutely.
That was appropriate mocking.
Yeah.
Well done.
Very cool.
Ozzy!
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 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo and the All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
It's Mike, Uncle Mike from Carson. How are you?
We are good, thank you. What can we do for you?
Hi, Unc.
thanks. Well, normally I would request a Kiss song, but to pay homage to Meatloaf, Larger Than Life Rock and Roller, I would love to hear Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Did you hear Christian Break It All Down?
Oh, no. You did that earlier?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 3:30 today, yeah.
I mean, we spent, 25 minutes going through every single little bit of Todd Rundgren's masterpiece. All right, what's your name?
Uncle Mike.
Oh, right. Carson. God bless America.
You called him Unc 1 second ago.
Man, you got to really be pretty sure your chops to take on Prince.
I would think so, yeah.
And I think Dirty Honey did a hell of a job there. That one is really growing on me. That's Let's Go Crazy on KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sluggo and time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
What did we learn today?
In honor of Meatloaf, who passed away yesterday, we had Christian Hand in to take us through Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, which nobody wanted to put out.
Isn't that insane?
No record company wanted anything to do with.
You know, Bad Outta Hell really didn't do very well. Oh, hold on. Sold millions of copies.
Maybe the second largest.
It's up there, man. It's rock history. And they're like, nah, we'll pass.
We also found that our audience spends a lot of time blacked out, sometimes for multiple days. One guy made a Super Bowl bet with his sister-in-law that the loser had to pay up with a oral service.
Yeah.
His brother still doesn't talk to him.
And that's nice and all, but I'm going to go home and pet the kitty.
Enjoy. I'll see you Monday.
I don't think I can call it This Day in Rock, but on this day, back in 1978, the soundtrack album to Saturday Night Fever hit number one in the US of A, and it stayed there for 24 weeks.
It's pretty crazy to believe. It's hard to believe, but it was on This Day in Rock in 1984 when Yes had their one and only top 10 hit. Owner of a Lonely Heart hit number one on the U.S. single charts on This Day in Rock in 1984.